So I'm here with Jamie Schotten, and he's one of the inventors behind human skeletal tracking. Let's get right into it. What exactly is human skeletal tracking?
So the task of skeletal tracking is to take an image from a camera and identify the positions of various different joints in your body.
And what's the difference between that and motion capture?
It's essentially the same thing. Motion capture, as is used in Hollywood movie studios, is today where you have to wear a full body suit with lots of markers on. So if you want the fine detail that you have in movies, you have to wear this cumbersome suit.
Right.
With Kinect, of course, you don't. You just wear your normal clothes and you can jump right in.
We'll talk a little bit about it. This is a great marriage between Microsoft Research and the Kinect. How did this come together, this technology that you guys have been working on and this brand new system that they came out with?
So Xbox had been working on Kinect for about a year before we got involved. They had found this amazing new depth sensing camera and were trying to build the skeletal tracking on top of that. And they came to us with a prototype that was really remarkably good. I mean, the first time I saw it, I was just blown away how good it was. What it would do is it would assume that it knew where you were to start with. And then as you moved, as long as you moved relatively predictably, it could predict where you're going to be at the next point in time. And the whole thing would work, and it would be very fluid and smooth. But it had a couple of problems. One was that you had to start in a T-pose. You had to start with your arms out in a particular position. And that caused all sorts of problems because, you know, if you want to play a game, you just want to jump in.
You don't have to play everything this way,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And furthermore, it would break down. It would lose track every so often because if you moved unpredictably, then, you know, all bets were off.
Right.
And once it lost track, you'd just have to start out again like this. And clearly, if you're in the middle of Kinect Sports or whatever, that's not that's going to be very disruptive.
So did you guys just kind of come in and sort of save the day and say, hey, look, we've got this technology we've been working on for how many years?
So we had been working on some object recognition technology. So actually, it seemed at the time to be completely unrelated to Kinect. So the idea was that you would take a photograph of, you know, some scene in the countryside or in your home, and it would recognize the objects in that picture, be they people, trees, cows, cars, etc. And we took this technology and after, you know, a lot of brainstorming, decided we would try this out as one option for solving this problem with Kinect. There were two aspects in particular that we focused on. One was dealing with only one frame at a time, one image from the camera at a time. Because if you do that, you don't have to worry about losing track.
Got it.
You can't lose track if there's no tracking. But that causes all sorts of problems because you've got, imagine I could put my right arm in only 10 positions, let's just say, for argument's sake. So like 10 points like that. And then think about my left arm. Okay, I can move this in 10 positions as well. When I take both of those together, I've now got 10 times 10. So I've got 100 possible positions for my left and right arm. Then think about adding in your right leg, your left leg.
Right.
And then, of course, your arm can bend. You rapidly end up with billions of possibilities. And so one of the first things we decided is that you have to break this up. You have to treat the body in parts. You can't just try and work everything out at once.
Yeah.
And so we went back to some of our earlier object recognition work, where we try and take the image coming from the camera and work out at every pixel in the image what part of the body it belongs to, be it right hand, left hand, head, etc., for the whole body. And we took a machine learning approach. Now, machine learning is a modern branch of artificial intelligence that in which the computer, you show examples of what you want to the computer. So in the case of Kinect, what we did was we used computer graphics to render millions of images of people of different shapes and sizes as they would be seen from a Kinect camera. And the result that we wanted, so all of these training images are labeled with these colored body part images across the body. And we feed that into this machine learning algorithm. It does all the complicated number crunching and gives us a very efficient classifier that's able to tell us just by looking at one pixel and its surroundings, what part of the body that belongs to.
Wow. Now, you actually brought a demo of the human skeleton. So we're going to see behind the scenes and actually see the pixels and the different colors you're talking about. Let's do that now, actually.
Okay.
And then you just tell me what I'm supposed to do. Oh, there I am.
So you're seeing an image of you where the colors represent the different body parts that the system inside Kinect is classifying. So, for example, your hand here, your left hand, is colored orange. There's a pink color on your wrist, and you can see that there's a whole array of these of different body parts. In fact, there's 31 body parts in total. And what's happening is every image that's coming off the camera, one frame at a time, we're doing this at every pixel, working out which part of the body each pixel belongs to. And that gives us a very good idea about where the where the different joints in your body are. So if I switch to another mode in this demo, you can see here instead we're only showing this sort of condensed version of what we just saw, where each of these little blobs of color represents the center of mass, if you will, of each of the body parts that we found. And this gives us a really fantastic idea about where the joints in the skeleton are in 3D, because of course the Kinect camera is a 3D sensing camera.
And so this is what the actual behind the scenes looks like, right?
This is behind the scenes. In fact, it gets even better than this. This is only one stage in the pipeline, and there's further stages that the Xbox group put together on top of this that make it even better, more robust, work with multiple players, add face recognition, voice recognition, etc.
So talk a little bit about the accuracy behind the scenes for something like Kinect Sports.
I mean, this is really revolutionary. Nobody has ever released anything as near as accurate that just works out of the box. You know, you just get it in. You don't have to put on a funny mocap suit. It just works. You can play. You want to bowl. It recognizes that gesture of bowling and maps your moves into the game.
Jamie, thank you so much. This is incredible, and it has changed all of our lives for the better. And where can people find more information about what Microsoft Research is doing?
We have a website, and there's a whole heap of information on there.
All right, we'll put the URL at the bottom. All right, thanks for watching Tech with Tina. Cool, human tracking!